How far is it to Nashville?
Okay. And if you wanted to know how many times I did something, you might ask me how, what
how far
did you do that?
Right.
How?
How many times did you do this?
Or how?
How often?
Okay. And this part of my body,
how many
this
times
part of my head is my...
That's your forehead.
Okay. And this is...
Your hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a...
Beard.
Okay. And this is my...
Ear.
Which one?
Left.
So you say it's my...
Your left ear.
And this is my...
Right ear.
Okay. And this is my...
Lips.
Or the whole thing.
Your mouth.
Okay. And this is...
Your neck.
And...
Your throat.
Okay. What do you call this thing that sticks out?
Adam's apple.
Okay. Any other neck?
Your throat. Not with me.
Have you ever heard of Goozle?
Goozle, yeah. Yeah, that's a name that I haven't used lately, but it's I grew up with it.
What did you refer to as Goozle?
You think of the front portion of your throat that extends down, you know. Your Goozle, we think of hitting you in the Goozle from the outside, but your Goozle really is your throat as it goes down from your mouth to your stomach.
Okay. And you say you go to the dentist to have the dentist look at your
teeth.
Okay, he might say that he has to feel that
tooth.
Okay, and the flesh around the teeth.
Gum.
Okay, and this is the
hand.
This part is
palm.
Okay, these are my two
hands.
Okay, and this is one.
Fist.
Okay. And any place where the bones come together, you call them.
Joint.
Okay. And on a man, this part of his body is...
The chest.
Okay, these are...
Shoulders.
Okay, and you have your arm, and then you have your...
Leg.
Okay. And then you have your...
Foot.
Okay, and you have two...
Feet.
Okay. And the bones... This bone here that's real sensitive is called the...
Shin bone.
Okay. And say, if I got down in this position, you say I...
Squatted.
Okay. Any other expression?
Kneel, well, let's say squatted. I probably wouldn't use another term.
You ever heard of hunker?
Yes, hunker.
What does that mean?
Hunker down, yeah. It's, I think of a squat as being your legs down and your rest of your body kind of an upright position, where a hunker might be, you might be down on your hands, knees, and feet, you know, with your back kind of lowered as much as you could get down.
Would you ever say down on your hunkers?
I wouldn't.
Or have a word for that back part?
I just say hunker down.
Okay. And say someone had been sick for a while, you might say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Peaking.
Okay. And someone who's in very big and muscular and athletic, you might say that he's very...
Manly or masculine.
Okay. Or he's someone very healthy, you might say he's very... He can lift heavy weights and something.
Very strong.
Okay. Any other word?
Stout.
Okay. And does the word stout mean the same as strong?
Stout. To some extent.
What's the difference?
I think, well, just in as I have grown up with them, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We think of a strong person as maybe having a strong grip. But you don't see him as having muscular, you know, build. You think of a stout person as being looking strong all over. That's what I've grown up with, you see.
Build.
You think of a stout person as being easy to get along with, always smiling and so forth, never loses his temper. You say that he's
easy to get along with or good natured.
Okay. Would you use that word about an animal, say a horse?